Francisco, San Jose.
From ABC News, I'm Michael Barr. A Florida judge has ruled several states can go ahead with a lawsuit seeking to block President Obama's overhaul of the health care system. ABC's Vic Ratner has more from Washington.
Calling it a victory for the American people, Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum hails the court ruling that a legal challenge to the new health reform law can go forward. 20 states filed suit in federal court, claiming Congress had no constitutional authority to force Americans to buy health insurance.
President Obama will hold a town hall meeting in a few minutes on several entertainment cable channels. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
MTV is already putting up online college questions for the president.
Why aren't we passing comprehensive immigration reform?
The cable entertainment channels chose the audience. In the past, questions have been quirky. President Clinton was even asked if he wore boxers or briefs.
Meanwhile, a new MTV poll shows President Obama's approval rating among college-aged Americans has dropped from 60% to 44%. It's debate night between the two candidates in a close race running for Senate in Nevada. Democratic Senator Harry Reid will square off against Republican challenger and Tea Party favorite Sherrod Engel. Meanwhile, the two major candidates in Delaware's Senate race held a debate today. Republican Christine O'Donnell.
My opponent will rubber stamp the same failed policies that we've seen come from Washington that have made the national debt skyrocket and unemployment skyrocket.
Democrat Chris Coons.
I think my opponent has focused too little on the issues that really matter to Delaware and our future, and too much on issues that make for great sound bites, but not much in the way of solutions.
The Pentagon says it will comply with a California federal judge's injunction that immediately stops the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The Justice Department is deciding if it will appeal. You're listening to ABC News.
Come to the Home Depot for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fertilizer at just $17.98. And get a gallon of Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer worth almost $6 free. Then when spring arrives, so will a greener, healthier yard. We're lowering the cost of a lawn you can be proud of with Scott's Fertilizer for just $17.98 and a free gallon of Ortho Insect Killer. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through October 27th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Nate, technician for Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with no time. Unfortunately, a rock cracked her windshield, and she didn't feel safe driving her kids. So she called Safelite. We went right to her home and replaced it the very next day. She was thrilled. She didn't have to load up the car and bring it to us. And thanks to her insurance coverage, she only had to pay her deductible.
Let Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Chile's health minister says most of the 33 miners who spent 10 weeks underground seem to be in very good health. Most of the rescued men will probably be able to leave a hospital today. The miners met with Chile's president at the hospital. There has been another anti-gay attack against a New York City area teen. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
A 14-year-old was attacked twice on his school bus. Police say three other teens stomped on him and kicked him while making disparaging remarks about his sexual orientation. Nassau County Police Commissioner Lawrence Mulvey said it was hard to believe. The beatings happened days after the sadistic attack on two gay teens in the Bronx.
We're going to continue our efforts on the educational front and address these instances as they occur.
A new ad campaign that starts here next week encourages New Yorkers to hate hate. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Federal prosecutors in Los Angeles say CVS Pharmacy has agreed to pay more than $75 million in fines. They say the drugstore chain didn't do enough to monitor sales of a key ingredient in making meth. New Jersey authorities say a man caused quite a stir after tossing wet toilet paper from a small plane. Westwood police say the man threw the wet TP onto an athletic field because he was making a test run for a streamer drop for an upcoming high school football game. Police say the pilot will be charged with violating a law that prohibits low-flying stunts over densely inhabited areas. This is ABC News.
Think about that special someone in your life. Good. Now push them aside and focus on you. Isn't it time you treated yourself to what could be hundreds of dollars in savings on your car insurance by switching to GEICO? Don't you want to join the other 4 million drivers who switched last year? Contact GEICO today for a free rate quote and show yourself how much you care about yourself.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Michael Barr, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. I'm Jenna Lane. On the last day of a nurse's strike at Children's Hospital in Oakland, no agreement is in sight. Hundreds of nurses have walked off the job in a dispute over health care costs. CVS Pharmacy is agreeing to pay $75 million in fines for looking the other way as meth cooks stocked up on pseudoephedrine. Federal prosecutors say the drugstore chain contributed to a spike in Southern California drug trafficking. Gas station operators are challenging the California Fire Marshal's order to remove those latches on gas pumps that let you let go when fueling up. The fire marshal found 13 faulty nozzles that led to gasoline spills. Those nozzles are being recalled. Terry Rouse has KGO traffic.
San Leandro, North 880 at Hesperian, crash on the shoulder. Fairfield accident, East 80 before 12. Mancini Sleep World invites you to save 50% of the largest selection of top brand massages with no interest until 2012. Visit sleepworld.com. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Another sunny but cooler day in the KGO weather forecast. I'm Jenna Lane, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. This just caught my fancy. Here's a couple of fellas who just escaped from prison. I'm not sure they're armed and dangerous. They earned $400,000 through an unlicensed fertility company, matching sperm donors with women trying to conceive, and they escaped jail yesterday. Nigel and Ricky here were sentenced to 9 months in jail. 9 month sentence. Why would you escape? Now if they catch them, they're going to be in deep doo-doo, right? They were convicted of three charges of providing sperm without a license. I didn't know you had to have the license to provide sperm. A lot of guys are doing that, not going to jail. So here's how the scam worked. Website introduced men who wished to supply sperm to women who wished to use the sperm to impregnate themselves. You would pay, you know, a couple hundred bucks to join and a few more hundred to use the service. The women would then choose from a list of men, and the sperm would be delivered to their homes through a courier. Women were allowed to choose the ethnicity, height, hair, color, even hobbies of the donor. They could then contact the donor themselves and arrange for the delivery of his sperm to their home, either for self-insemination or through IVF. There's another way of donating sperm they haven't mentioned here, which is against the law, but that evidently is not what it's about. This is, it's a book, but just to let you know, I'm not alone in being suspicious about this. The book has to do, it's called Sex, Lives, and Pharmaceuticals. And is HSDD, hypoactive sexual desire disorder, a real disorder? What are the roots of the term? And according to this book, they argue HSDD is a creation of the pharmaceutical industry. They write that research in the 90s, this is on the tail end of flibanserin. Boehringer Ingelheim stopped the development of it. This is supposed to be the first real aphrodisiac for women. It really wasn't that good. It originally was an antidepressant. Some antidepressants actually have the ability to turn you on. Most of them may have the opposite. Anyway, they write that the research claiming that 43% of women suffer from the disorder sprang from a questionnaire that grouped all sexual desire issues together without regard of severity, frequency, or whether the source was emotional or physical. And at times when I've talked to women about this, I find mostly, it's emotional. And by that, I mean it's not a woman's fault. It has to do with a relationship. It has to do with self-perception, maybe aging, maybe depression, maybe the lack of romance and understanding and communication in the relationship. A lot of things. And that's where I would go first. I'll tell you why, because the same thing happens to men. But the first thing that happens in the real world is we're quick to prescribe the hormones. Whether it's testosterone for men or women, testosterone does seem to help, and estrogen, etc., and testosterone for women. And they lambaste the drug industry, patient advocacy groups, drug industry finance, patient advocacy groups. It's so hard nowadays online to tell who's behind something. It really is. You will find testimonials for products that are paid for by a company trying to sell you something. They lambaste drug industry finance, medical associations, and key opinion leaders for global marketing strategy aimed at convincing doctors and regulators that female sexual dysfunction is a medical condition. Now, it might be in some cases, but mostly, I don't think so. Well, polio is definitely a medical condition, and we continue to get tantalizingly close to wiping it out. But experts are starting to worry about the high risks of failure and saying it could have consequences for confidence in health battles far beyond this crippling disease. And the failure to eradicate polio so far, they're afraid will create a suspicion about all vaccine initiatives. And yet, what an accomplishment. Think smallpox. I mean, the enemy is so small you can't see it with a microscope. Viruses are not visible to regular microscopes. You need electron microscopes to see them. And, you know, we're having trouble finding bin Laden. And we've gotten rid of smallpox. And polio, close. Once endemic in 125 countries, paralyzed 1,000 children a day. Paralyzed 1,000 children a day. My emphasis is for those of you who don't believe in vaccines. Now it's down to four countries, India, Pakistan, Nigeria, and Afghanistan, and there's been a 99% reduction. And yet it is still there. We have it on the ropes. And globally, there were 700 cases this year, down from like 1,100 at the same point last year. But unfortunately, 570 of those cases are in countries that previously managed to banish it altogether. We'll follow this as it comes down. It's so complicated, but let me say that the headline today is the Supreme Court is confused. That's right. These aren't dumb people. When you hear Supreme Court justices admitting that they are confused by the 1986 law that seeks to make sure vaccine makers do not leave the business because they fear lawsuits, and that was the establishment of the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. Now, this case, I'll just read you some quotes. Once again, smart people. The language they use, this is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The language they use is certainly, to say the least, confusing. Sotomayor wonders what regulations require companies to determine if their vaccine is the safest one possible. There's a couple here. They have a kid. This has nothing to do with autism. But if they rule in one way that would allow any individual to sue the vaccine manufacturers on the autism thing, and that'll be the end of the vaccine. Sotomayor, I don't see why they should stop the pharmaceutical companies until they've caused as many injuries as they need to before the FDA stops it. Kennedy agrees. The warning doesn't have to say, warning, we could make something better if we wanted to. The parents of this person, who's now an adult, say that the vaccine, the DTP vaccine that caused her fevers and seizures could have been better, because they did go on to abandon that particular type of vaccine and go on to, quote, a better one. So we'll follow that with you. Measles, I don't know. You tell me how you react when you hear this. Two-thirds of children in the United States who got measles were not vaccinated because of their parents' personal beliefs. I told you something like 600 children a day die of measles. I'll repeat that. 600 children a day die of measles in the world. At its peak, before the vaccine was developed, there were a million cases a year in the United States. They're going over a group of cases here. In the United States, we found 557 confirmed cases of measles and 38 outbreaks in the last few years. That's roughly 60 cases of measles a year and 4 outbreaks annually. And again, they found most of these kids were not vaccinated. Now, measles, most of the time, as I said, 600 kids die, usually from pneumonia. It can cause, and a viral pneumonia is impossible to treat. We just don't have direct drugs. Bacterial pneumonia, we have antibiotics. And there's an encephalitis, which is also pretty uncommon. But once again, regardless of how rare encephalitis is, the pneumonia is more common. What is your problem with the vaccine? right? Speaking of fevers and diseases, I had this experience. Do you remember in the midst of the swine flu epidemic last year? Oh, my brain. We were in China just at the beginning and got put through all kinds of hoops at airports to get in and out. Fever scanners, where they would scan people just walking off the plane from a distance, and if there's any sign your temperature is up, you get whisked aside. One plane, a local flight in China, someone came up with like a looked like a gun, like a pistol, and it'd walk up to everybody in the plane. It looked like some horror movie or terrorist movie. And walk up to everybody, point it right at their forehead, about 3 inches away, and pull the trigger. And a bright light would go off. It actually would read their temperature. Just a bizarre thing before they let you off the plane. Well, two commercially available scanners that are meant for use in airports can reliably detect people with fevers. Some of them are not reliable. And certainly it's a better deal if we really come to believe that this will stop an epidemic. A lot of us have doubts that this would do anything. Very infectious diseases have a way of working around all this stuff. But it's good to know, anyway, that there are some of these devices that can work if you need it to. Because the other thing is, having people standing in line in airports checking you and looking at you and seeing if you look sick. And if you look sick, they pull you aside, right? This is a funny one. Cancer patients who are terminal. There's not a lot of hope for these people with not much time left on Earth. Continue to get routine mammograms and PSA and blood tests for prostate cancer, even though they're not likely to live long enough to benefit from them. They analyze Medicare data here on people 65 and older with advanced lung cancer, colorectal cancer, advanced pancreatic cancer. That's pretty bad. And they were matched up to Medicare patients same age, sex, race, who didn't have those cancers. 9% of women with incurable cancer got a mammogram. 6% of pap smear. That compares to 22% of healthy patients who got a mammogram and 12.5% who got a pap smear. And they say the big push by the Obama administration for electronic medical records is going to improve health quality and controlling costs and offers a solution when you know who's what. And a lot of times it's a communication error. That's about it. Love and pain relief. Stanford University, studying the link between love and pain, scanning the brains of 15 people who professed to being deeply in love. These people were placed in a brain scanner that tracked their body's response to pain. In this case, they put a heated probe in the palm of their hand and they burn them a little bit. Then they looked at the brain response under conditions, different conditions. In one scenario, they looked at a picture of an acquaintance. In another, they looked at a picture of their beloved. And because other research has shown distraction can also relieve pain, they gave them a task, like to name sports that don't use balls. And may I have the results, please? Looking at the picture of a loved one reduced moderate pain 40%, eased severe pain 15% compared to an acquaintance. The distraction task also provided similar levels of pain relief. Researchers noted the analgesic effects of love and distraction occurred in different parts of the brain. Love-induced pain relief was associated in the brain's reward centers. Pain relief resulting from distraction occurred in more long cognitive pathways. How, where, what, why? Well, they say that love prompts the dopamine system to interact with other brain systems that release natural opioids or painkillers, like the runner's high. And they say here, if you're in pain, find things to give you pleasure in life, whether they be through the one you love or going and listening to great music or reading a good book. Activating this intrinsic reward system can ultimately reduce your pain. From Cornell University, my alma mater here, interesting study in the psychology of trying to get kids to choose healthier foods. USDA here backing this research. Marketing tricks to encourage kids to pick fruits and veggies over cookies and french fries. Some simple things here, like hiding, you tell me, hiding the chocolate milk behind plain milk, putting a salad bar near the checkout, placing fruit in pretty baskets, and accepting only cash for dessert. I love that one. Only cash for dessert. The plastic is so easy, huh? Studies by Cornell University has found these tactics work, and Cornell will start a new child nutrition center to test more of these methods. Speaking of nutrition, KISS, K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid. Everybody's saying, you know, we need Institute of Medicine report here. We need to come up with simple systems to highlight simple things, calories, saturated fat, trans fat, and sodium, with little labels, kind of akin to what industry is already doing. But can you trust industry? Because remember, smart choices, high profile labeling systems supported by biggies like Kellogg, Pepsi, Conagra. It ended because they put Fruit Loops. They put the same stamp, you know, the smart choices stamp on it. So they say a good, simple stamp is what we need and not all the data. And I kind of agree. All right. Are you ready? I'm serious about this question. Are you obese? No. I mean, are you obese? Are you sure? This will astound you when we ask that question of people and their answers. I need help on this. I need help on this one. I hope I'll get it from you. All right, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. Again, 1-800-548-TALK. Doctor on Call coming up next.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Would helium make opera sound less formal and stuffy?
Quella parrucca, presto la barba.
Tutto mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, donna ragazzi, vecchia fanciulla, qua la sanguigna, presto biglietto.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
For me, the end of a long day meant the beginning of a much longer night of trying to breathe better and get some sleep. Then I exercise my right to breathe right with new Breathe Right Advanced Nasal Strips. They open my nose the instant I put them on. Wow, I breathe better, I sleep better, I feel better. And you can too.
Exercise your right to breathe right with new drug-free Breathe Right Advanced. Get two free strips at BreatheRight.com.
Hey, it's everyone's right to breathe right.
Here's a bone health tip from Sally Field.
It helps to eat plenty of calcium-rich foods like yogurt, spinach, or cheese. But you need more than calcium and vitamin D and exercise to keep your bones strong. Once monthly Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. So ask your doctor about Boniva today.
Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad on Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing.
To get 1 month free and more bone health advice, visit BonivaTips.com or call 1-888-7-BONE-TIPS.
I'm awake. Wait, who are you?
Why, I'm Mother Nature, of course.
Mother Nature?
Tell me, Steve, why are your automatic sprinklers running when I'm about to unleash a rainstorm of epic proportions?
I guess I forgot to turn them off.
I guess I forgot to turn them off. Well, Steve, did it occur to you that having your sprinklers on when it's raining is wasteful? It pains me, Steve, to see people like you wasting such a precious resource.
I didn't realize. I'll go turn them off right now.
California Water Service Company would like to remind you that it's time to turn off your automatic sprinklers and let Mother Nature do the watering. Not only can you save water during cooler winter and fall, you can also save money on your water bill. Cal Water is a supporter of Disney's Planet Challenge, a free environmental learning competition for 3rd through 8th grade classrooms. Whether you're a parent, a teacher, or a student, visit disney.com/planetchallenge or calwater.com to learn more. And remember, use water wisely. It's essential.
Knock on wood? Seriously? With your health? Just call Dr. Dean Adel at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody, and Heather Means at 24-7. Call us if you can't get us live. Leave your question on the machine. All right, time for Doctor on Call.
This is
Andrew from Nashville, Tennessee. How long will it take for our consciousness, our intellect, personality, etc., to get beyond the physical body as we know it? It could be in like some kind of a cyborg form or something robotic, something more spiritual, something that I'm not even able to comprehend. The brain is significantly more complex than we originally thought, probably staying like on the planet, I guess. What medical evidence do you have that may lend towards that sort of a development? And do you think it's possible? Thank you.
Well, I'm afraid I have none for that, but we have plenty of evidence, unfortunately, in terms of what sounds like where you're going, which is fascinating, of course, the stuff of science fiction, really. But tons of evidence that, and people object to this, but I'm afraid it's true, that everything that is your brain, everything you think, you feel emotionally, spirituality, the whole deal, is all physical and chemical. And we started out with this back around the turn of the century, actually late in the 19th century, when, of course, people believed that the brain was really an ethereal energy thing. They didn't really understand what it was about. And there's a man named Phineas Gage, whose skull you can still see at Harvard, who a dynamite accident sent a big rod in his orbit of his eye and up through his brain. And here was a church-going, nice Christian gentleman who, you know, just totally altered his personality. And, you know, he just started hanging with women and became a drinker and a curser, etc. So since then, we have found through studies where you take a little probe, or people who have strokes in certain areas of the brain, that some of the most profound things our brain does, it's all physical. In which case, I can't imagine it transcending the physical. And I'm not sure why I would want it to. I find a lot of that thinking a little egocentric. You know, we think we're so cool, we're so important. You know, stick your hand in a bowl of water, you quickly get over that one. And why would I want to preserve anybody's consciousness? You know, most people live their lives and they don't want to go back and don't want to do it again. And if you could transcend consciousness, what does that mean? You're going to start, I mean, who would you be? And where would you be, and why? You get this life, and so many of us blow it, the time we have on this planet, and all of a sudden we want eternal life. It's like people who want to live forever. I don't get that either. You want to have a 300-year career and be raising kids for 800 years and, you know, be a pimply teenager for 600 years? I mean, what are the ratios going to be? What part of it do you want to really go back to and do it again instead of living every second and every moment? So there has been fascinating research on a lot of this stuff, and even spiritual things, by the way, we have found can be altered with oxygen levels in the blood. You know, you get into the near-death experiences and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, what can I tell you? All right, let's talk to Heather. How you doing, Heather? Welcome.
I'm good. Dr. Dean, I have a question. My mom has had back surgery month ago, and she's been in the hospital ever since. She basically got staph infection, and then they were treating her for that, and then the signs of staph infection went away, but then all of a sudden now they're treating her for withdrawal symptoms. She didn't know who we were for 2 weeks, just now kind of coming out of it, but she goes back and forth between dementia, she's fairly young. She's only 50.
Wow, there's something, I mean, I can't pin down exactly what's going on. This happens. People go into the hospital. They're fine. The trauma of the surgery, the toxicity of a bad infection, the medication. You mentioned withdrawal, so I'm assuming what you mean there is she was on, you know, pain medication. And I would, unless they have found specific evidence of a stroke or something specific, I would expect her to improve. This just can throw a lot of people for a loop. We used to think it was the anesthesia or the lowering of oxygen during an operation. It's very, very hard to know without, you know, specific neurological tests. But in my experience, these kind of things, folks, usually it settles down. And the fact you're telling me that at this point it's still improving, then that's a good thing. Which, you know, and the bottom line of any of this is you always want to make sure you need surgery, because it doesn't always come out perfectly. We're going to come back and we're going to talk to you about how fat you are. And I mean the truth about this matter. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio newsroom. Two teenagers are under arrest, accused of setting the fire that nearly destroyed Trace Elementary School in San Jose. State PUC today names the Blue Ribbon Panel that will investigate the San Bruno pipeline explosion. PG&E is about to ask for permission to raise the gas pressure in that pipeline back to what it used to be. Federal judge in Florida has ruled that some of the challenges to health care reform can go to trial, especially the challenge to the policy that everyone in the country would be required to have health insurance. And sources in the White House say the Obama administration will appeal the decision of a California federal judge who ruled Don't Ask, Don't Tell is unconstitutional. This is KGO Radio News.
Babies will do everything they can to keep you from sleeping. And they'll do this for well over a year. They'll throw up on your sweater, in your hair, and all over your car. They'll not only poop in their pants, they'll poop on your pants. They'll pull your hair and quite literally bite the hand that feeds them. They will talk nonstop between the ages of 6 and 9, but they won't say a single word to you once they turn 13. And when they do, it'll likely involve disagreeing at rather high volumes. Still, you will love them like nothing else, and you will do anything and everything you can to keep them happy and healthy. And so will we. At Kaiser Permanente, we offer families the tools they need to grow up and grow old together, from prenatal care to postnatal care to pediatric care and beyond. Because although there's nothing that makes us crazier than our kids, there's nothing that makes us happier either. Kaiser Permanente, may your family live long and thrive. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
Did your child struggle in school last year? Was homework a nightmare? Can your child spend hours playing video games or watching TV, but struggles with one page of homework? Even gifted and smart kids can suffer from ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, and anxiety or depression. The Attention and Achievement Center can test your child today and ensure that your school is providing an appropriate educational plan. We can help you make sure that budget cutbacks don't shortchange your child. If your child qualifies, the law guarantees an appropriate public education. Our psychologist and neurologist can provide full diagnostic evaluation and show you drug-free options to help your child succeed in school and in life. With offices in Pleasanton, Walnut Creek, Campbell, and San Mateo, help is just a phone call away. Call today at 877-893-2440. That's 877-893-2440. There is no substitute for a qualified and experienced professional to advocate for your child. Call 877-893-2440 or log on to drugfreeadd.com.
Morning, Carol. Cute blouse. Is it new?
Yeah, Chase bought it for me.
Who?
Chase.
Well, I didn't know you were dating a guy named Chase. Hey, Phyllis, did you hear that?
Yes, Carol has a new boyfriend named Chase.
Ladies, when I say Chase bought it, I mean Chase the bank. They have Chase Picks Up the Tab.
Oh, is it Chase from finance? Oh, he is so cute.
Hubba hubba.
If I were 10 years younger.
You're not getting it. Now, when you use your Chase debit or credit card, there's a chance Chase could pay for your purchase.
Banks do that. Chase does. Get out.
Chase Picks Up the Tab is back and better than ever. Now, when you use your Chase debit or credit card, your next qualifying purchase could be on us. There's a winner every 5 minutes. Stop by a branch and sign up your Chase cards for free today. Chase what matters.
Chase credit card participants must have a Chase checking account. Other restrictions apply. No purchase necessary. Open to individual legal U.S. residents 18 or older residing within a state with a Chase retail branch and businesses with a mailing address located within the eligible states. Promotion ends 12/31/10. Visit chase.com/the tab for official rules, state eligibility, no purchase method of entry, and complete details. Odds of winning depend on the number of eligible entries for any single 5 minute period. Maximum ARV of each prize is $200. Void or prohibited. Sponsor JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Columbus, Ohio. Member FDIC.
Now at the Home Depot, get a 4-pack of EcoSmart CFL bulbs for just $5.85. And more good news. We now carry long-lasting, energy-efficient LED bulbs, which means buy one bulb now and don't buy another one for about 46 years. That should brighten your day. We're lowering the cost of lighting your home, starting with EcoSmart CFL bulbs, now just $5.85. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Feeling a little parched? Get rehydrated stat with any two 20-ounce bottles of Gatorade, vitamin water, or Aquafina for just $1.99 now through October 31st at Chevron Extra Mile. Extra easy, extra value at select Chevron locations.
Welcome back. This is astounding, but I've been suspicious this is going on. And I don't know. Maybe we're getting to something equivalent to anorexia, but the reverse. When you ask obese people, are you too fat? Are you fat? Are you obese? It is astounding the number of people who say no. It's almost as if they look around at the world and say, hey, everybody's fat. I'm not fat. This is a survey of 2,000 obese Dallas County residents. 14% of obese African Americans, 11% of obese Hispanics, but just 2% of obese whites believe they needed to lose weight. Does this have to do with self-esteem? Or, I don't know. How can 98% of obese white people in Dallas County not believe they needed to lose weight? People who misperceived their body size, they were happier with their health, they felt healthier than those who did recognize their obesity. They're also more likely to think they were at a low risk of developing high blood pressure, diabetes, or having a heart attack. In fact, two-thirds of people with this body size misperception thought they were at a low risk of becoming obese. You're already obese. And this is tricky. Think of the fine line you got to walk here dealing with these folks, because you don't want people necessarily to have an unhealthy body image and have low self-esteem. Obese is a BMI over 30. A woman of 5'5", more than 180 pounds. A man of 6 feet, more than 225 pounds. They had people look at a series of nine. It's a standard type of an experiment. It's been done a million times in a different reasons. Look at nine figures in a row, from skinny to very obese. Ask them to choose their ideal figure and then to choose a figure that looked like them. People who chose ideal body sizes that were the same or bigger than their actual body size were classified as misperceiving their body size. 8% did not consider themselves to be obese. More educated people or those with higher incomes are no more likely to perceive their weight accurately than less educated people. Half thought they were healthier than most people their age. 44% had not seen a doctor at all, compared to a quarter of those who accurately gauge their weight. It's possible, according to the research, that heavy people's self-perceptions are changing because overweight and obesity are becoming so much more common. There is this tendency that if everyone around you looks a certain way, you either want to look that way or you're comfortable looking the way you are. It's difficult because, you know, you can be overweight and be healthy, but a lot of you can't. So I don't know where to go with that, except that explains something, right? It's all relative. Heather, Dr. Dean here. How can I help you?
Hi.
Heather?
I have a 1-year-old daughter who I got a certified letter in the mail and was told that all of her vaccinations that she's received since she was born have been recalled.
Recalled?
Yes, I guess they were. I was told that they were stored at the wrong temperature, and that they want to give her all her vaccinations, starting from the ones that she got when she was 2 months old, all the way up to the one she got when she was a year.
Wow, I've not heard of this. I suppose this information about this ought to be available. I could look at it. It doesn't automatically mean because they were stored at the wrong temperature that they are not antigenically active. And there are ways of testing that. The question is it worth, you know, giving her a blood test to see what her antibodies levels are, to see if she's okay, or just to repeat the shots, which is pretty easy. Gee, that's a new one, Heather. If you want and you want to scan a copy of that and send it off to Heather, I could look at it and see what this is about. I'll go online. I'm sure it's there. I mean, you can't be the only parent. I wonder if it's just right in a local area, in a local distributor, in a local warehouse, that this happened. And you know how strict we are about these things, but there's a lot of loosey-goosey stuff also. It's kind of like out-of-date foods. You know, they're fine. Out-of-date medicines, they're fine. It's just we have to have certain limits, and I guess I would discuss it with your doctor. Your doctor might say, yeah, there was 6 degrees warmer in the warehouse, and I don't think there's a problem at all. Let's just move on, because the secondary shots, the booster shots, are the ones that really give the kid the big jump in antibodies. But I'm not going to say that to you because I just don't know the specifics of it. But what you describe, I can imagine it like that. You know, vaccines shall be stored at, you know, 30 degrees. Or 28 degrees, and somehow it got up to 31, and that broke the standards, and then the rules say they have to recall them. So we'll leave it at that. Gregory, how you doing, Gregory? Dr. Dean Adell here.
Dr. Dean, an avid listener to your show and just love to listen to you. And my question concerns a cancer called collecting duct carcinoma of the kidney. My father passed away from that back in the 70s, and just last March, a friend of mine's daughter at 23 died of it after 2 months of diagnosing the cancer. And I kind of just want to know, is this environmental, or is it genetics?
Well, I'm glad it's about you're putting it in past tense. When you started and asked me the question, I thought maybe you had it, because first, I truthfully don't know a lot about it because it's extremely rare. I'm not sure how many cases in the world there have been, but I guess it's less than 100. And it is a bad one. It is very, very difficult to treat and to cure. And I surely, because it's so rare, I don't know, and I don't assume anybody does, the answer to your question, environmental or genetic. Certainly in the kidney, you get a sense of, you know, environmental things. You know, it's where the body concentrates and gets rid of certain substances. And so the kidneys and the bladder are exposed to urine, which may have a higher concentration of some particular carcinogen than other organs in the body, right? Because that's the job of the kidney. So you get suspicious about environmental deals. And then you mention genetic, and you know something? You see, the two can go together. There are a lot of problems and cancers and diseases where you inherit a sensitivity to a particular environmental insult. What's a good example? Well, I can't think of one. But there's a million of them. There's a million of them, trust me. How about sun? You know, you inherit your ability to handle the sun. So people with certain complexions get more skin cancer. There's the environmental insult, the sun, and you inherit. So you can say the genes don't cause the disease, and the sun doesn't automatically do it, because a lot of people out there have darker skins, and they don't get the sun cancer, and that's genetic. So the two often interact. So I don't know much more. You've exhausted my entire knowledge, all right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. Outpatient Inbox coming up.
Hi, Tom Baudet, spreading the word about our totally redesigned website at Motel6.com. This baby has more bells and whistles than a Mardi Gras parade. Promotions, property photos, travel tips, and the best way to book a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. It's sure to be your favorite website. Right behind that one with the videos of the kids racking their dads with T-ball bats? I could watch that all day. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Beach Blanket Babylon Box Office.
Hey, dude, I want to bring my girl to the show. What's it about?
Snow White is looking for her prince she wants to marry and commit. Beyonce tells her you're a single lady, put a ring on it. Recession, we've been thrust upon. Depression, want you to be gone. The only cure I know for sure is Beach Blanket Babylon. Get your tickets now.
Whoa, you guys make a production out of everything.
Great seats available. Call 415-421-4222 or visit beachblanketbabylon.com.
Hey, do you owe big money on your credit cards? Have large balances, late fees, extremely high interest, going nowhere each and every month on those balances? Hello, yes, I'm talking to you. Well, here's what I want you to do. Call the credit card company and tell them you don't want to pay them back. Tell them you're sick of their nonsense and you're only going to give them back some of their money, but not all. Okay, most likely if you did this, they would just say you're goofy and hang up on you. But as crazy as this sounds, this is exactly what the partner companies and National Debt Relief will do for you. If you have a lot of credit card debt, which can also include department store cards, gas cards, or medical bills, National Debt Relief firms will settle those debts for less than what you owe. It's that simple, but you have to call them. So grab a pen, take down this number, or put it in your cell phone, but take it down. 1-800-652-0338. When you call this number, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Free information that lets you pay less than what you owe. 1-800-652-0338. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop giving it away. 1-800-652-0338. This is a limited time offer, so call today. 1-800-652-0338.
Nate, technician for Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with no time. Unfortunately, a rock cracked her windshield, and she didn't feel safe driving her kids. So she called Safelite. We went right to her home and replaced it the very next day. She was thrilled. She didn't have to load up the car and bring it to us. And thanks to her insurance coverage, she only had to pay her deductible.
Let Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ah, the nickel. The poor stepchild of coins. Not lucky like the penny. Worth less than a dime, even though it's twice as big. Don't even mention quarters. But a few times a year, the nickel is king.
Hurry! The BevMo 5-cent wine sale is on. Club Bev members buy one wine, get the second for just 5 cents. Choose from over 200 wines, like Ghost Pine Chardonnay, Kenwood Jack London Merlot, and Tots Extra Dry Sparkling Wine.
Celebrate the big daddy of coin. Save Mo at BevMo.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Don't forget, ask Dr. Dean at live.com. That's our outpatient inbox. And that's what's next. Heather?
Yeah, we heard from a gal, and this is a little longer letter than I like usually, but it's very heartfelt, and she makes some good points. I have edited it somewhat, but the, you know, what do I want to say? The meat of it's there. I am a longtime listener, Dr. Dean, like as long ago as I sat in a car seat and my mom listened to your show. Cute. I'm trying to get my boyfriend to stop smoking. He's been a regular smoker for about 3.5 years and usually smokes a pack of Camel filters a day. Everyone around him smokes, his friends, coworkers. He's always waiting to smoke the next cigarette, as he puts it. His dad died from smoking-related lung cancer. I fear a number of futures for him, one where he dies an agonizing, premature death. And I am left a widow with his kids, don't have a father, all because of his addiction to these stupid, stupid little death sticks. He does want to quit, but he's afraid of the detox process. He says to quit, he'll need to hole up in the house completely for 3 weeks, shielded from all stressors and with an ample supply of painkillers and relaxers. Of course, this is an impossible situation. Do you, Dr. Dean, have any suggestions for healthy ways he can detox and still conduct his daily business? I understand it's a challenging, extremely difficult process. Page two. But obviously, in the long run, it's well worth it. Any suggestions you have, from helpful herbs to mental exercises he can do and I can help him with, would be greatly appreciated.
Yes. Well, first, I guess you can help him by not hawking him too much, because that just makes people resent you. Come at him with love. Come at him with how much he smells. Come at him that you've heard that it causes erectile failure. You try the scare tactics, but in the end, you can't predict what it's going to be like. We had a caller the other day. I don't know if you heard that call. A guy called up. He got up one day and quit smoking. That was it. He did the same thing with drinking. Everybody is different. It really goes back to the reason for it. And we find that a lot of smokers, there is depression. And we find that the medications that are out there that you can get, are helpful. They do increase the stop smoking rate. And I would talk to your doctor, you know, about using those. B, he needs to get involved with a program. Locking himself up for a few weeks is naive. That's just his excuse. He can do it. He can do it if he cares enough about himself and his health. And there's just no telling until he does it. Allow him to try and fail a few times. It takes a few attempts to quit. There's no magic herb. There's no magic anything. It's just we are all different. But if you don't address what potentially is going on psychologically behind the scenes. I mentioned depression because it seems to be very, very common among smokers who believe that it's helping their depression, or if, you know, even if they're aware of it, it's going to make it tougher. And once again, come at him in a supportive way and just tell him what it means to you and how would he feel if you had a habit that was likely to kill you and that smelled and that, you know, made you less attractive. And try it, let us know, and if that doesn't work, we'll come up with something else. Let's talk to Michael. How you doing, Michael?
Yes, hi, Dr. Dell. First off, I love your reading glass. I buy a lot of them and spread them all over the house.
That's the only way, because you lose them like me.
Some sunglasses, though, because I'd buy a lot of those. My question, the guys who came out of the ground down in Chile, they gave them sunglasses right away, and of course it was nighttime, too. But had they not had those glasses, would it have been like looking at the sun without those glasses on?
Yeah, well, in a way, you know what it's like when you come out of the movie theater in the daytime? I mean, who goes to movies in the daytime anymore? But as a kid, anyway, you go in a dark place, your eyes dark adapt, and then you come out in the sun, and whoa, it's like two knives in your eye. What happens is your pupils, the muscles that contract your pupils, create that pain. You squint your eyes and close your eyelids to protect you because it hurts. Because it's part of the adaption process. Your eye has to dilate the pupils, and the retina changes its chemistry to allow you to see well at night, and then bingo, you pop out. I don't think it would have harmed them because they would have just closed their eyes from the pain and listened to lights from the cameras and all that, if I remember the scene correctly. Television lights are awfully bright also. So it was a reasonable precaution, but I don't think it would have hurt them. And by the way, we do have a line of reading glasses. We call them sun readers. I think they're out there. And where the bifocal part, it's like a bifocal. So you can't see it's a bifocal. We put it on the back of it because going outside and reading when you have regular reading glasses, the pages, the glares. And if you put sunglasses on, you don't have your little plus lens in there to help you read. And thank you for the plug. Let's see. Let's talk to Danielle. How you doing, Danielle?
Hi, Dr. Dean. I got a new job, and I basically hate exercise, but I was gaining weight. I was about 260, and since I started this new job, over the past 6 months, I've gone from 260 to 240, and it's a labor-intensive job. I'm exercising all day, about 10 hours a day, but when I get home, I don't want to exercise, and I hate exercising, but is what I'm doing in the right direction, and should I take a walk afterwards, or... I was basically wondering what your advice was.
What are you doing? What's the job entail?
Basically, moving electronics around, moving computers, moving everything up and down. I'm constantly running around. I've lost a lot of weight, and I'm burning more calories than I'm taking in.
Yeah, good. Keep it up and maybe combine it with taking in a few more calories, and it ought to be great. Listen, I'm not going to argue with you. You know, the problem is getting people in America to do anything. While I'm sure a trainer would say, well, you should do some resistance training and you should do some stretching and you should do some this and do some that, you know, we're looking for perfect health here. We're looking to get to a reasonable point of health, and your activity is obviously doing that for you. You got the answer right there in front of you. So, you know, it depends. A lot of people walk not only for the health benefits, but because it's fun, you know, it's relaxing. And walking is a great antidote to stress and anxiety and depression, and there's been lots of studies and all that. It just depends on who you are and your personality. But I'm not going to listen. If you were my patient and you told me this story, I wouldn't say, you still got to go to the gym three times a week. I'll leave it up to you. Let's see where you settle down, and you might get real encouraged from this, and maybe you'll get down to 230, and you still want to lose another 20, 30 pounds, and you might have to add something to it, and you'll be in shape for that. You'll feel better. Your body's going to be that much better off and able to tolerate an exercise program considering the weight that you have lost. So you just keep it up. That's what's most important. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
I had lunch with my favorite TV star today. You know, funny guy from that sitcom. It was nothing fancy. Just went to a sandwich shop. I had a tuna sub and some chips. But the TV star, he didn't eat a thing. Instead, he spent the whole time entertaining me with some of the best bits from his show. Just a consummate professional. I was even thinking of bringing him along with me to that tedious conference call I've got to make at 2 o'clock. Or I guess I could bring that super hot actress from that action show. You know, the blonde who plays the cop? Well, we'll see. But right now, I'm leaning towards bringing the hot blonde wielding a nightstick. Yeah, I'd say that's where I'm leaning.
Take your favorite TV stars with you virtually anywhere you go with AT&T UVerse Mobile. UVerse lets you schedule your recordings, download, and watch hit TV shows on your mobile phone. And get UVerse Mobile free with a UVerse U300 TV plan. Call 1-800-PICK-ATT, visit our stores, or click att.com/TV. AT&T, rethink possible.
Geographic and service restrictions apply to AT&T UVerse services. Download and watch is available for select shows and requires qualifying smartphone, U300, a higher TV plan, and Wi-Fi connection. For details, go to att.com/TV details.
Paid for by Yes on 20, No on 27. Hold politicians accountable with major funding by Charles T. Munger Jr. and Charlotte A. Lowell.
Honey,
mm-hmm.
Have you
you seen the voter guide?
Oh, yeah, I got it right here.
Oh, good. There's a lot of propositions to study.
Oh, yeah, but I think there's one simple choice.
Oh, and that would be?
Yes on Prop 20.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes on 20 empowers the voter-approved Citizens Redistricting Commission so that the commission also draws district lines for Congress.
Ah, so the commission draws fair districts for Congress, and the politicians will finally have to compete for our votes.
Right. Without 20, the politicians will still draw districts so their friends in Congress are virtually guaranteed re-election. Mm-hmm. Even if they're not doing their jobs.
So yes on 20 gives power to the voters, not the politicians.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess that is a simple choice.
It's simple. Proposition 20 holds politicians accountable and makes it easier to vote them out of office if they're not doing their jobs. Vote yes on 20.
If you're like most companies, you're probably asking your employees to do more than ever before. But in today's tough economy, how do you boost morale without breaking the budget? Ask Comerica. Introducing the Comerica Office Perks Program. We're helping our customers reward their employees with office-wide perks. If you have a Comerica business account, your employees can earn $100 when they open a new Comerica checking account and meet other requirements. Plus, the company earns a $50 bonus for each employee who signs up. That can really add up to a nice pool of money for a company party, the coffee fund, or simply additional bonuses. If you're not a Comerica Business Deposit customer yet, just open any new business deposit account, like Comerica Business Checking, for example. Make a $5,000 deposit, and we'll add $200 more to your office pool. For complete program rules, stop by a Comerica Banking Center or visit comerica.com/officeperks. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Everybody, Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back. Let's talk to John. How you doing, John?
Hi. Regarding some advice I heard recently regarding flying with a case of cellulitis, have you ever heard of a case of someone with the cellulitis getting an embolism from flying? I guess any open sore could give you an embolism, but...
Yeah. Less common cause of embolism, but... Well, cellulitis is usually a spreading infection in the skin, and we're talking about you?
No, it's somebody close to me, though.
Yeah.
I know the airplane's controlled to about 5,000 feet, and I wouldn't think that would be high enough to do that. I wasn't.
Well, you know, we're confused about what causes this economy class syndrome thing, and there's a lot of research to find that just sitting is what the issue is, and that's therefore sitting in your office chair, you know, for an hour ought to be the same as an hour's flight. Is it the altitude that does that? Which means that everybody who lives in, lives in Denver, lives in a higher altitude place, should have way more problems, and they just don't seem to. It seems there's something that predisposes you to form clots. And certainly if you're predisposed in that direction, then sitting is maybe the worst thing you can do, which is why if there was a question about it, I'd make sure to get some activity or some exercise. But I wouldn't give you direct advice on this, you know, from my pulpit here in a radio program. I want you to talk to your doctor, have that person talk to the doctor, because there may be predisposing factors. But in general, infection wouldn't stop most people from flying. Join us in our next program. Till then, be well.
Choose it, win it, live it with Kissimmee Florida's Design It Yourself Vacation Sweepstakes at KissimmeeDIY.com. One lucky winner will enjoy a 5-day vacation for four in Kissimmee, the heart of Florida. Stay in a luxurious all-star vacation home, visit the Orlando theme park of your choice, and select other activities you want to enjoy. To enter for your chance to win and for full details, visit KissimmeeDIY.com. Airfare and rental car included, no purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 10/27/10 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time.
Sponsored by the Kissimmee Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Lately, the economy has presented challenges, yet it's also helped us focus on what matters most, that what's really important is finding a home that's right for you. And no one has more experience and expertise to help you than an agent who is a realtor. We're prepared to show you options, answer your questions, and guide you home. Visit houselogic.com/buy and sell for more information. Every market's different. Call a realtor today. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I like doing things the easy way, and now I can save money easily with Xfinity.
Call 1-800-XFINITY today and switch to Xfinity TV, only from Comcast, for $29.99 a month for a whole year. Plus, get HBO included for 6 months. Watch your favorite movies and TV shows on demand on TV and now online, so you can watch what you want, anytime, anywhere. Plus, enjoy hit movies and award-winning HBO original series. But hurry, because as we all know, easy comes and easy goes. Call 1-800-XFINITY and get Digital Starter TV for $29.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get 6 months of HBO included. It's that easy. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 12/21/10. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. 2-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and franchise fees extra.